Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Ladies, if sometimes you struggle loving yourselves, then you need to listen to today's episode with Terry Bahat. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, and extremely excited, and she is really awesome and full of energy. You guys are going to love her. Her name is Terry Bahat. Now, Terry's passion is to inspire women to love themselves. And she has an amazing story that she's going to share with us today. So, Terry, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to you, too.
And you know, we start the show with a quote. Did you bring one you'd like to share with us?
Yes. If you don't have your health, nothing else matters.
Okay. And who said that?
I said that.
I had a feeling you were going to tell me that, because everybody, Terry's got a personality to die for. So, Terry, tell us about your passion. What is it?
Oh, so if it's just a little background, a short background, I came to Australia 15 years ago from a small, obscure country, far, far away. Nothing ever happens here. If it happens there, totally boring. Israel. I joined the army, the Israeli army, as you do. It is compulsory. And my job was to welcome 18 years young ladies to the army, to train their mind and body and transform them into confident, reliable, healthy and fit soldiers, absolutely capable of defending their country. And I remember they all came armed with their mobile phones and ready to ring the mom to come and take them back home, because the food wasn't to their liking or the bed was a little harder than they were used to. But as a result of our training, these ladies grew to be mature, proud, strong women, fit in mind and body. And they know that from then on, they'll be able to handle everything life presents to them. You even have ladies that move to high positions in the army and industry.
That sounds like you had a really important role to help these women mature, and you shaped them. And it sounds like that's something that has really stuck with you through the years.
This is very important. This army period is very important. This is the first time the young adults are leaving their nice, comfy homes to go to a remote location with strangers to train their body and mind and prepare them to be responsible and courageous soldiers. So I had to very quickly transform myself first before I was able to transform others to function as army personnel. So there was an urgent need to grow up fast, develop leadership and communication skills. And I have adopted new supportive habits like living with an attitude of gratitude or positive thinking, communication skills. I had to adopt supportive habits like resilience, like behavior, flexibility and fun. It was a steep learning curve. But the clarity of purpose, the big why, that kept me motivated and going. And I enjoy the army period as an excellent self-development opportunity, because I learned lots of skills for life that I'm now able to teach others.
So how old were you, Terry, during this time? How long ago was this?
You know, the Israeli army is compulsory, everyone, the age of 18, rejoined the army for 24 months for ladies and 3 years for men. So okay. That was many, many years ago. But they instill in you so many skills and communication and conflict resolution, and so many other life skills that it stays with you forever. And I'm very grateful for that because I can instill this in my ladies now, in my trainees, I should say.
Okay, so how did you take that experience and apply that to your life now?
So with my knowledge and expertise as an accredited health coach and training and trainer, fitness instructor, I offer professional, busy, often overweight women physical and emotional training. So that is to ensure they get the optimal health and well-being to last them for a very long time. I learned to train outside, outdoors, in wonderful parks. I want my ladies to see the sky, to feel the grass under their bare feet. I also naturally utilize Skype to reach women as far as Canada, Israel, Singapore, and more. I am passionate about helping women get the results they desire and deserve. And don't forget a huge thing, a big sense of fun. Fun is a very high value in my value list.
I don't know, Terry. I got to tell you something. I don't know how much fun I'd have. I have a feeling you'd be cracking the whip on me on the exercise front.
I know. Everyone says this. Oh, you think, oh, you're in the army. Please don't kill me. But it is, you know, this is nothing further from the truth. All army training teaches you is get results and be focused and fun.
Yeah. Terry, I also think your accent is very strong.
But I don't know. Army is a discipline. It's a way of thinking. It's not a way of acting. It's not shooting. No. In my books, of course, army is mean different things to different people. But in my books, it's a focus and it's results and lots of fun and communication. You've got so many skills you can use. So, you know, think of army as a foundation, as a good thing, as a tool, if you like, as a tool to get you to where you want in the way you want it.
I'm getting the picture here. You were in the Israeli army and you trained women and obviously it really meant something to you to do that. So I would feel that if you didn't have that in your life anymore, it probably felt as if you didn't have the same kind of meaning because you were doing something with such purpose, so purposeful. So you took that and you made your own business out of it and you became a health coach. And so by becoming a health coach, you're helping people emotionally and you're helping them physically because when you were in the army, did you have a lot of physical training there as well?
Absolutely, physical and mental training. And there were a lot of hesitations and obstacles. Do you know, the idea and the purpose of leading young women towards national pride were intimidating at first. So in the beginning, I had some self-doubts and I thought I'm not good enough for this mission. Will I be able to get the results we needed these ladies to achieve? What if they don't like me or maybe I don't belong there? So many sleepless nights for soul searching and internal negotiation, I can assure you.
Are you saying that you were in the army for how many months?
Oh, I was in army for 7 years.
Oh, 7 years. Okay, I know you said it was compulsory, so I didn't know if you did time after that. So you
Yes.
Okay, so you were in the army for 7 years. When you came out, you were 25 years old?
Oh, roundabouts. Yeah, you don't ask a lady for her age, do you, Annette?
I'm not asking you your age now, silly girl.
So it's going to go out, isn't it? You're around about 25, exactly right.
Okay, so since then, have you been doing this since then?
Yes, absolutely.
So what kind of challenges or hesitations did you have from transitioning your life into doing this on your own for women?
So first of all, as I said, I wasn't sure that it'll translate what I learned. How do I translate it in a way that women are, it resonates with women? Because after all, they have to do the work. I don't do the work. I am just empowering them and I'm with them every step of the way. But women are the ones who actually do the work. I motivate them and I cheer them and I'm waiting to celebrate their wins. So it's very much in the personal context, and very important for me. The personal touch is very important to me. And you get this from the army, strangely enough. Because every person is the whole world. There's no discrimination. Everyone is the same, so to speak.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So can you tell me, what did you learn about yourself in that process?
So I learned to create and develop a real deep friendship, a camaraderie. So one for all and all for one. And also conflict resolutions, a lot of conflicts between the trainees and army rules. And in life, don't we have conflicting demands and conflicting ideas? And I learned something very important: to reward myself for smallest wins. Mm. Well, I enjoyed this army period as an excellent self-development opportunity. And I learned lots of skills for life that I'm now able to teach others.
Okay, so do you have a book that you can recommend to our listeners that you feel helped you on this journey?
Yes, there's so many resources. It was a book I found motivational, is The Essence of Happiness, a guidebook for living by the Dalai Lama. It is a pocket size and easy to carry around for when you need a little inspirational words or spiritual wisdom. It was difficult to choose one of his many simple advices, and I want to read just the Dalai Lama closing thoughts. Just one sentence. He says, "Now the secret to my own happiness, my own good future, is within my own hands. I must not miss the opportunity." I thought that's very important. That's very inspiring.
That is very inspiring. You know what? I can't help but envision women in uniform when I'm talking to you. And I'm just wondering, does one person, one woman that you worked with or that you helped come to mind when you think about your experience during that time?
When ladies of 18 and 19 years of age, they function and they stay in groups. So it's very hard to pick one out and talk about her because they all need the peer. It's a peer group pressure. But I had a couple of ladies that I'm still, as I said, still in touch with them. One of my trainees is a member of parliament now in Israel. And I'm very proud of her. It wasn't easy for her, but she did not give up. And that's the mantra. Never, never, never give up.
We're going to move to the Express for Success round, 60-second responses. So we're talking to women today about loving themselves. So what can a woman envision or see for herself in order to love herself?
Start with the end in mind. Ask yourself, what do you want to achieve? What do you really want? Who is it for? What is the outcome? What's your big why? And what and for what? Clarity is key. I think it's important to find out these things because it'll help you overcome future obstacles, which for sure will present themselves often enough. These will be your motivators as well. So keep the vision in and go for it.
Okay. And then how do they explore?
I think when you have a clarity of purpose, I believe you'll have an internal guidance. Just have to listen, to train to listen, to tune in. Surround yourself with people who are successful and have already achieved what you seek to achieve. I think engaging a mentor is important, or use digital resources. We have abundant information of all shape and forms on the internet and around us.
Okay, and then to execute a plan in order to say, let go of all of these things that are bogging me down and simply love myself. What would the first step be?
First step, self-belief. Take time to build and develop your inner vision. Be your own best friend. Be yourself. And don't rely on outside validation, I always believe. And relax. Believe all is well. And the most important thing, have fun.
Okay, so what closing advice would you leave us with today?
You are your greatest resource in relationship, in business, in every area of your life. If you don't manage yourself, you won't be able to manage anything. Make sure you prioritize you, even if it means taking something out and putting yourself in. Women give and give and give to their family, to the kids, to work. It's about time they start giving to themselves. Time is one thing we cannot bring back. We can replace physical possessions, home, a car, money, etc. So don't let another day, another month, another year go by without making a decision to be the best person you can be. And don't wait until you don't have a choice. Decide, commit, and act is the greatest mantra to live by.
I really appreciate the fact, Terry, that you took the time to write some notes down so that you made sure that the information that you wanted to get across today to listeners got to them. Because I know that you are talking about the whole person. And I know that your intentions to improve the lives of women, very similar to what I'm doing, just in a different way, is very true. And I just want to say that because I have seen pictures of yours on Facebook already, and I see you working and I see you up really early. Like, what time is it in Australia right now?
At the moment, it is 7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m. And I see you outside posting the pictures outside working with women. And what is that? What is that tool that you use? It's a special tool that you actually bring into Australia, right? What is that?
Yes, it's a body blade. Body blade is something I encountered in the United States, and I saw how effective it is and how important it is. I work with the body blade with every woman that I train. It's for the core, and every woman wants a nice, solid, stable core. It strengthens their body. It's for flexibility and balance.
Okay. Well, I definitely see you working with so many women using that. And so it's got to be working, because how long have you been using that?
Oh, about 3 years now. 3 years, and I already had two body blades. So it's more and more women want more than one body blade because they have double the effect. But you can start with one. It's all good.
Wow.
It's very effective. Very effective. And it's portable and it's versatile and it's fun. And that's the main thing. It's how to watch TV and get fit with no guilt. Because you can activate it while you're walking the dog, while you're listening to the talking on the phone, or watching TV.
When you say activate it, what do you mean? You turn it on?
No. It's an interesting gadget. It looks like a little stick, but it's a vibrational thing. You have to vibrate it, and then the internal muscles have to resist it. Uh-huh. And this is how they get stronger. So please have a look at my website. You'll see a demonstration. You'll see a bit of an explanation as well.
Okay. What is your website address, Terry?
It's www.coreworks, CoreWorks, coreworks.com.au.
Coreworks.com.au?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can always go to the inventor's website. It's www.bodyblade.com, and you'll see lots of demonstration videos and explanations and very scientific approach and very fun approach. And that's the main thing. You want to get results in a fun way. Otherwise, it wouldn't be sustainable for a long time.
Okay. I'm going to look at that just to look at it.
To learn about something new. It's a total gym experience, you know. Yeah. You can activate every part of your body with it. And it's not a cardio, you're not sweating, but you feel your muscles are getting stronger, the internal muscles, and that's what gets you the shape you want. And every woman wants we all want nice round shoulders, and we want solid, stable core.
Something about you, Terry, gives me the giggles. You make me smile when I talk to you.
Is it good or bad?
No, it's great. It's great. Okay.
I think it is a compliment.
It is. It definitely is a compliment. Okay. So you said your website, We already have you as a part of Motivate Me Ultimate Support System on our private Facebook group.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any other information you'd like to give out, like your Facebook or your email address?
Yes, but before I go, I just wanted to mention something I've never done before. For the first time, we're taking a small group of women to Bali. This is going to happen in May next year for a week of fitness in a pampering way. All details on my website. You're very welcome to check it out.
I wonder how long that flight is from New Jersey.
Oh, yes, yes. Maybe you don't have to swim. You just sit on the plane and you come. That's it. We're not, Australia is far, but far from where? We Australians are like everywhere. You know, you see Australians in Africa, in Alaska, in the Middle East, of course, everywhere. The whole world today is like a small village. And because I want to travel more, I want to combine my two passions for traveling and for empowering women.
I like that. I like that idea. I would like to do that too.
Yes, 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 yes. And also I want to see Corex growing in many different ways and many more women, touching many more women's lives.
My whole life, since I was a kid, I've always wanted to go to Australia. And I'm really starting to feel like, because I've interviewed multiple people now from Australia that I've met through Motivate
Me. Yes.
And it's really encouraging me to put that on my calendar at some point.
You have to decide, commit, and act. Do you not talk about mantras? I can coach you for that, Annette, with pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. I need it. I want to ask you one more question before we hang up with you today. And I know you talked about, you know, obviously you want to inspire women to love themselves, and you do have this love for travel, and you've spent time in the army, and you've had a pretty active life. And I'm just curious, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
So naturally I would want to stay alive and well and fit and strong and flexible in body and mind. And I want to be able to go globally. I think I've got a lot to offer. I'd like to travel the world as a speaker, combining my two passions for traveling and for empowering women, naturally, in the well-being area of life. And then the Bali, for the first time, Bali. Yeah, just bring more joy and fulfillment to women. It's so important. I am so passionate. I feel this is my mission and my passion.
I can definitely hear that in your voice, Terry. What closing advice do you have for everybody today?
We don't want to live small. We don't want to be, just another day. Time is so important. Make the best of it. This is the only chance we have. It's not a dress rehearsal. And looking after yourself as a number one is not selfish. Do it proudly and guilt-free while having fun doing it all.
Okay, that is great. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Terry.
I thank you very much for the opportunity, Annette.
It was great getting to know you and sharing some giggles together.
And see you in Melbourne. You only have to say when.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's go-do. Terry makes the point that taking care of yourself is not a selfish act, that you need to make yourself a priority. How are you doing with this? Let's talk about it in our private group on Facebook. And remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.